Well, integrity, I think you could say, is the political catchword of the week in its relentless pursuit of Julia Gillard over her involvement in the AW slush fund case. The federal opposition is insisting the matter goes to the PM's character and honesty. But the Prime Minister is not the only political leader facing questions over integrity. In Queensland, the Newman government is struggling with disunity and conflict on the back of a string of political crises. And now the LNP party room wants to boot out one of its own, the MP Carl Judge, for speaking out. With more on the events that occurred last night in Queensland, Cathy Van Extel reports from Brisbane.
8 months ago, Carl Judge was one of the LNP's heroes for unseating a Labor government minister in what was considered a safe Labor Brisbane seat. It was a narrow victory. The former police officer holds Yurong Pilly with a 1.4% margin. With no parliamentary superannuation in the offing until a second term, it's little wonder he and many other first-timers with a narrow hold on their seats already have their sights set on the next poll. But Carl Judge is now facing the prospect of being kicked out of the Liberal National Party after an emergency party room meeting last night decided it would crush a walnut with a mallet. Deputy Leader Jeff Seeney says Carl Judge is no longer welcome.
The party room has voted tonight without dissent to ask the State President Bruce MacIver to consider disendorsing Carl Judge as the member for Yurong Pilly. The party room collectively decided that Carl Judge can no longer be part of our team, and a motion to that effect was carried without dissent.
That's how the Newman government has decided to deal with dissent. Carl Judge has accused the government of not listening to its members. He was locked out of the party room on Monday after refusing to pledge his loyalty in writing or verbally to the party and the Premier. The outspoken member had planned to reveal today whether he'd stay with the party or become an independent. Now he's leaving it to the organisation.
I came into this parliament and I can tell you right now I won't agree with everything that Campbell and Jeff Seeney want me to agree to. I'll represent my electorate and I won't be intimidated into agreeing with everything they want me to agree with. I'll represent my electorate.
If he's booted out, Carl Judge will take a seat on the crossbenches along with former LNP politician Ray Hopper, who sensationally defected to the Katter Australia Party last weekend. His defection prompted claims by senior LNP politicians that he lacked integrity. But the latest polling shows it's Campbell Newman who's suffering an integrity crisis, with most Queenslanders convinced his government is no more ethical than the Labor administration it replaced, and almost one in two voters believing the Premier hasn't lived up to his promise of being more open and accountable. It comes on the back of a string of controversies, including the loss of a minister over undeclared contacts with his lobbyist son, while another minister and the Transport Director General, hand-picked by Campbell Newman, are embroiled in nepotism allegations. Those matters are currently before the Crime and Misconduct Commission and the Parliamentary Ethics Committee. But the powerful Ethics Committee itself has become the subject of a political crisis for the LNP, with a brawl erupting over the removal this week of its chairman, Gold Coast MP Alex Douglas. He was made chair of the Legal Affairs Committee instead after Ray Hopper's defection. The former GP's now been dumped from that new position after questioning why he was removed from the Ethics Committee and asking to be reinstated. In Parliament yesterday, Campbell Newman attacked the integrity of Dr. Douglas. But Alex Douglas says the issue reflects poorly on the government.
If we can't keep ourselves in order, you know, how can we run government?
Long-time independent Peter Wellington believes Dr. Douglas has been targeted and he questions the government's motives.
I have worked with the member for Gavan on a number of parliamentary committees, including the Parliamentary Crime and Misconduct Committee, the Parliamentary Ethics Committee, the Parliamentary Legal Affairs and Community Safety Committee. I have always found him to be totally impartial and to do the right thing, irrespective of the ramifications. I believe it's simply a smokescreen of what we've seen in the Parliament this week to get rid of Alex Douglas because of positions he's taken on a number of matters that have been before those committees. Now, Because of the confidential nature of what is discussed in those committees, I certainly can't take that any further.
And yet it's the Premier who's raised questions about Dr. Douglas's integrity?
I know who I'd be backing, and that certainly is a member for Gabin if I had to a choice between him or the Premier. Campbell Newman campaigned the length and breadth of our great state saying, I will lead Queensland differently to how we've been led in the past. And yet what we're seeing is, using the same techniques, the same spin, there is no difference to the style of leadership between Mr. Newman and the previous Premier. And I say that bluntly. I know the Premier doesn't like what I say, but quite frankly, I'm not a member of his party and I can speak frankly. I just hope Queenslanders can really see Mr. Newman as he really is and not as we thought we were getting in the lead-up to the last election.
Are you expecting another member to join the crossbenchers?
Oh, look, some of the backbenchers, they certainly, they'll do what they think is right for the people they represent. And I suppose what I can see is some of them are really sort of putting their electorate first and they're not going to be intimidated or bullied by a government which just seems to be out of control at the moment.
Queensland State Independent MP Peter Wellington ended that report by Cathy Van Extel, and it's certainly been a rough start for the Newman government. It's 17 minutes to 7.